I will keep mine very brief. I'm Ann Milner, and many of you know that I have a background in higher education. And as I think about how we're going to meet the needs of our workforce, I know that we have to be focused on talent generation, but we have to be very focused on those jobs that really are the ones that are pivotal and where their companies are able to grow, expand, or relocate to our state. We have to be able to meet those kind of highly skilled workforce needs that will allow our companies to have the kind of workforce that they need. So one of the things we did last year was we got Qualtrics involved in putting together a survey for us, helping us to focus on four of our key clusters in this state. One of those is advanced manufacturing, another aerospace and defense. The third one are technology companies, and the fourth are life sciences companies, those that we see being key economic drivers in the state of Utah. We asked the association people that work with those companies to give us some select companies that they saw as key growth drivers over the next 5 to 10 years. And they've provided us with a list of companies. We ended up with 88 companies, and we surveyed those companies. We got 49 companies to respond to us. And what we asked them was, what do you see as your key high-impact, high-growth job needs that are going to make a difference in whether you can expand in Utah in the next 5 years? What do you see right now that you are planning for that you will need to be able to meet those needs? Of those 49 companies, they identified 39,000 jobs just in those 49 companies that were key growth drivers. They are the talent pool that they're going to need. They are companies, these companies said, these are the high-skill workforce needs going all the way from people working in composites to production engineers to software to computer programmers to software engineers to electrical engineers. So it's a range of jobs. But I think we have to think about how are we going to meet that need, and we can't continue to do some things in the way that we've always done them. We have got to think about how we build stackable credential programs so that that people that are either currently in the workforce and underemployed or those that are coming into the workforce from our schools are able to build stackable credential programs that allow them to pursue both college and career. And what I mean by that is they could go to a UCAT institution, they could get a certificate program, they'd be able to build on that certificate in composites, take that back, be able to get credit for that and build on the next level if they need to move up to the next level in their company, maybe in a production supervision role. But every point along the way, they're able to build stackable credential programs that they can get credit for those programs and build a track that they can go through associate degree all the way to baccalaureate degree programs. We are fortunate with this bill to get $1.5 million towards these stackable credential programs this year. We will have proposals coming into the legislature during the interim session that we'll be looking at in order to get these targeted workforce needs that will help our state build the talent pool of needs that we have. Now, there's a reason that people go to places like Boston and Silicon Valley. And if you ask the companies, it's not because it's a low-regulated environment. It's not because it's necessarily a lower-tax environment, although both those things are important. But they go because of the talent pool. We have the potential to develop that kind of talent pool in Utah that will make these companies want to come here, want to grow here, because we've created the kind of environment that will, with the talent pool, that allows them to accelerate their growth. So that's the purpose of building this strategic workforce initiative that allows us to think through this in different ways, building stackable credential programs that really focus on both college and career, creating a fluid workforce and education environment that allows us to meet Utah's highest talent needs. Thank you.